I am Joe Martin, the host of this special podcast today. I'm with Megan Selensky, Community Relations Specialist at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. The Blood Bank specializes in connecting donors to patients in need who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and in the other communities that they serve. Megan, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Megan, I understand congratulations are in order for the Community Blood Bank team. Can you tell us all about the Blood Bank being named Erie's Choice for Best Employers?
Well, this was a fantastic award to win. We couldn't be more proud to win the Best Employer with less than 100 employees in Erie. This award to us was just something that was worked on for a while. We really pride ourselves with our culture here. And we think it's a reflection of both our staff and our donors. I think that's such an interaction that we have each and every day. Our staff has a reason to come to work. I know myself, I am motivated by the donors and the need. Our mission is one that can't be denied. You never know who might need that blood supply. So just to have our staff and have Erie recognize the work that we're doing and be happy to do that work is something that we are very excited to have gotten an award for.
Megan, let's talk a little bit more about the team at the Erie Blood Bank. Can you tell us why this attribute of caring for the community seems to be a part of the employee culture at the Blood Bank?
Well, this is a culture that we have been working on, and we have actually extended just beyond our donor base. So each and every day we interact with these donors, as I mentioned, but we know that the donors are taking their time out of their day and are actually having blood drawn from them. So we are so grateful that our donors are willing to give back. We try to do the same thing. So actually, just last month, we walked in the Crop Hunger Walk here in Erie at the Peninsula. Our team raised over $500 for this mission, and we all went there on the weekend on our own time. We had several members walk, and it was a great experience. We are also doing other fundraisers, and we're trying to make it a once-a-month initiative. CBB Gives Back. And it's something that is not led just by me. It's everybody here at the Community Blood Bank. Because again, every day we see all these donors taking their time to help us and advance our mission. So if we're asking Erie to do this stuff for us, we might as well be helping Erie as well.
Megan, we have to bring up some unfortunate news now. And that is the fact that in the past month, we have had two major hurricanes, Helene and Milton. They have wreaked havoc with the southeastern United States. Can you tell us all about the hurricane relief drives you are involved in at the Blood Bank?
Our heart aches for everybody down south seeing these hurricanes rip through. So we wanted to do our part. Here at the Community Blood Bank, all our blood stays local, so the donations we collect here are not directly impacting people down south. They're only impacting people here locally. But we still wanted to say, what can we do to help? So the Community Blood Bank is part of a greater network across the country. We're all connected with a lot of other local blood banks like ourselves. So there are several down south in Florida and in North Carolina that have been impacted. The employees have lost homes. There's going to be loss of wages and so many other things that we're seeing happen. So recently we actually held drives here at our donor center and at all of our mobile drives where we pledged $1 for every donor that came in, we will donate to these affected blood centers. We did it for Helene for 2 days. We were able to raise over $100 in 2 days, saw extreme success, and we feel like we're going to try to do this again for Milton. We're trying to wait to see exactly that impact it did just hit, but our heart goes out for them again, and it's just so unfortunate to see. We, again, collect locally, but we want to do what we can. Again, it all goes back to that CBB Gives Back. So hopefully it's a little part, but anything that we can do to help down there, we are trying to do.
What a fantastic effort. Megan, lastly, can you tell us all about the October promotions and where our listeners can donate much needed blood this month?
Well, we have tons of drives you can find on our website, but of course, here in house, we'll be doing several different promotions as well. We'll be doing an Oktoberfest promo. We're getting all excited for the Erie Otters season, so we're giving away t-shirts over the next few months. So we're very excited about all those. And of course, our October promo, the big monthly promo, we're excited about. Once a week, we will draw a winner from each region. We serve four different regions. And we will give them a $50 local gift card of their choice. So again, we're trying to encourage that giving local. Our blood supply stays local, so we want to support some of those local businesses in our area as well. So many different things you can win because you're giving back, you're going to feel good, but we also want to say thank you and try to give when we can to our donors.
Thanks again to Megan Selensky, Community Relations Specialist at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us today. To learn more about the Blood Bank, be sure to visit FOURHearts.org. That's FOURHearts.org. Thanks for listening to another WPSE podcast production.